Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Ross's Rant. Unfortunately, the past couple weeks one week I didn't feel like making a podcast. I just really feel like not doing anything. It was kind of one of those days. Sorry to everybody that listens. And then the following week, I guess I ended up getting really sick. And I just didn't feel it was going to be a great podcast when I couldn't breathe and I felt like shit. So I am back. This is episode 16. And I just want to say thank you for listening to my podcast and supporting me through this time for the people who are listening. So I wanted to talk about a few things today. And I wanted to share some thoughts on that. a few things has happened since the last podcast I made. And I was okay with not talking about it because really I wanted to avoid the entire conversation on the whole Covenant thing. And I'm pretty sure people wanted to, I don't know. I had a couple guys ask me why don't I talk about it on my podcast. Excuse me. And I was like, well, I've been trying to avoid it. I don't really want to talk about it. It really doesn't have anything to do with the whole case and the situation. I think we spend most of our time talking about it anyways. I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of one of those cases where it's just like, I mean, enough is enough. I mean, the guy's gone through hell. I don't know what the actual full credibility is. You know, it's created a lot of conversations and stories on social media and every other platform out there. So it's pretty much has divided, which it's divide and conquer, I guess, now at this point, where the way the media plays. If you support Kavanaugh being Supreme Court Justice, you support rape, which is not necessarily true because you have no proof or facts that he's actually raped somebody other than some hearsay from a couple other women. Do I count his credibility? I mean, I don't know. The guy's been on enough court cases and has been a judge for a while, and I mean, personally, you have to get vetted at some point. So this would came up at some point in time. But now, since he's going to be the Supreme Court Justice and he's been selected by Trump, the left is just trying anything they can. You know, they're Spartacus. They're just trying to do anything that they can to pretty much just try to alter Trump as much as they can until midterms. They think they're going to win midterms, which I mean, honestly, I don't really see them winning just because they have lost their ever-loving fucking mind. That's just plain and simple. They have lost their mind to the point where they're just, like, this whole case has shown it. I mean, first it was the Betsy Ford lady, and now it's that Julia, I can't even pronounce her last name. Like I told everybody before, I'm terrible at names. But that Julia chick. And then there was like a third or fourth accusations. And then like there was the accusations of, I guess he threw ice on somebody when he was at a college party. I mean, there's just so much fucking random shit that's coming out. Like I guess they found a letter that he wrote that him and his friends were going to be belligerently drunk at some beach party in 1983. I guess somehow somebody hold on to the letters. I don't know where people keep finding these letters and stuff that from. They're like, oh, well, he wrote a letter back in 1981 saying that he was going to fucking do this. And then it's just like, people change? And where the fuck did you find a letter from 1981? Who the fuck keeps letters from 1981? Like, If they have no importance or no significant value to them, then what is the fucking point of keeping them? I'm pretty sure the person that had the letter that he wrote to the fucking people that own the beach house, I guess, I'm pretty sure they probably threw that letter away and probably said fucking college kids and went on their own way. So I don't know where they're getting at on this. I really don't know. I don't think anybody knows. So Trump ordered the investigation on it from the FBI, a small investigation. Surprisingly, yesterday I seen in on which is two crazy platforms. It's probably some really fake news or some false information. But I seen that Chuck Schumer was upset with the Democrats on not working with the Republicans on something, which it kind of blew my mind. I think my head was about to explode from reading that. So, I don't know. I'm not going to get into that because, like I said, I didn't really look into it. I just seen it, and I just grazed through it, and I wasn't really caring about it. I just was more like, wow, that's kind of impressive. But I don't really care about this because, like I said, I don't care about this case. Because it's just, I mean, I find the memes funny, like anybody else. Like, I think everybody loves the memes. The memes overall are pretty funny. But, I mean, this is the situation. If he actually did it, then I don't think he should be a Supreme Court justice. And I think he should also probably resign from whatever position he has. But if he didn't do anything, the entire media has put this man through hell. And I expect a huge fucking lawsuit from him. I mean, they're what they did with the Saturday Night Live skit to bringing out these false accusations and making this man pretty much testify for every little fucking detail that he's ever done in his life. Like, you know, they made a hashtag about it, about the once Kavanaugh. Like, it's almost true. Like, once the dude fucking didn't use his turn signals back in, like, 82, so we need to prosecute this guy on just the sheer fact that he didn't use his turn signal once. Like, you know, there's just, it's, like, it's stupid nitpicking shit that, like, they're bringing up, and then you got Hillary Clinton coming out and stating that he, for his actions, he's wrong and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, her husband was getting blowjobs in the Oval Office and shoving cigars up the other women's fucking vaginas. But, hey, you know, to each his own, I guess. But it's just, you know, this whole fucking court case, I've been trying to avoid the shit like a fucking hooker has been trying to avoid her pimp when she comes up short. But, I mean, it's just, it's getting to that point where I just don't even want to fucking talk about it. Like, the dude's fucking innocent. You have no fucking facts. They just came out with the whole Betsy Ford's fucking analysis changing it from sexual. Like, she doesn't, this lady's a fucking scam. She doesn't know when it took place, where it was, or what time it was, or, like, she doesn't know what the fuck's going on. The other ladies came out, her ex-boyfriends wrote about her and talked about her. Both of their ex-boyfriends have said stuff about them that they're fucking batshit crazy, and that they're fucking, like, I guess Ford's ex-boyfriend came out and said that she's committed perjury before and all this other shit. So, I mean, there's stuff that's coming out on these people. She's, you know, whatever they're doing, I mean, it's just really sad to see this going on. To even if she was a rape victim, it's sad that her whole, like, why was this held on from July till now? Like, it makes no fucking sense. They have nothing on this man. And, I mean, yeah, he's a drunk, but who, I mean, anybody, every person I've ever met that has been in a political point of view, or some kind of political background, or even in fucking some kind of management, it has some kind of either some problem, like some drinking problem or fucking something else. So I don't really see this as a big deal. Maybe he shouldn't really come, I mean, I guess lied about how much he drinks, but also I don't think that should be on the fucking record because it has nothing to fucking do with him doing his job as a fucking Supreme Court justice. That's just me just speaking on that. Now, to our other amazing topic that I wanted to discuss about, and actually I thought it was kind of funny, and I read the article last night, And I was like, man, this is some of the dumbest shit I've ever read. But then I got a little bit further into the article, and it really wasn't that bad of an article overall. It was based off of Chelsea Clinton, and I know her parents are terrible people, but I wanted to at least give her the benefit of the doubt that maybe she might be a decent human being, which she seems like she is, but I don't know. She's probably not. So the article title, it's from the Associated Press, is Chelsea Clinton Fights Cyberbullying by Answering Trolls. Well, when I read that, I was just like, that's a terrible, terrible, terrible title for the story, because, man. I guess she said that she wants to try to stop bullying, and overall, she's talking about her book that she's wrote. I guess she's written quite a few books, actually, and I didn't know that, probably because I'm not a child, and I don't read children's books, and I don't think a grown-ass man should read children's books unless they have children with them. That's just my opinion on that. So she pretty much stated that she was made fun of her whole life because she was the president's daughter, and she was made fun of for her looks, made fun of for a whole bunch of other things, and she was, I guess, criticized as a child, which she was, to be fair, but she decided to stand up for herself, which is cool, I guess, to an extent. But cyberbullying, like trolling, like, so I do troll occasionally. No, fuck it, dude. I troll a lot, okay? Like, I'm not going to lie to anybody. Like, if you go on my Twitter, I troll everything. Everything I say is not, like, unless I get into an actual argument, none of the shit I say I even fucking care about. Like, I get on Twitter just to troll. I recently got in trouble for that. Because probably not the best term to use, but I don't really care. I called Shaq's son, who was dunking or something, had this weird fucking face on the video. You can pull the video up. Had a weird face, and I asked if he was retarded. ESPN got mad at me, and or somebody else got mad at me, and made me delete the tweet. So I deleted it, and I was suspended for like 12 hours. No big deal. So I went back and asked if he was mentally ill. Still haven't got a response on it. Better terms than calling him retarded. So, besides that, I don't think when you're on social media that people should respond. Like, the problem is with social media, Ben Shapiro said it best, is that social media is no longer about debating or actually having a conversation with other people. It's literally about, like, every time that you say something to somebody, somebody attacks somebody, or it feels like somebody is attacking somebody. And I don't think it's wise for her to respond to all her trolls, because there's actually a lot of people who trolls the fuck out of her. So I don't think it was wise for her to say that, but it's also, I get the meaning behind it, because she was bringing her kids involved by stating that she wanted to pretty much raise her kids knowing that that she stood up for something good, that she showed that she's not going to accept bullying. And I was like, oh wow, so you're teaching the life lesson that everybody teaches everybody about bullying, and it's called stand your ground. Oh, go figure. So but like I said, overall it was a decent article. But she did go into some stuff to talk about eliminating the bully, and to me, I don't think, my honest opinion, and I just don't think people should get rid of the bully, honestly. I think the bully mentality is actually needed in the survival of life. I think that's the issue with a lot of these kids now, that you got rid of the bully, and when you got rid of the bully, you got rid of the fight or flight mentality, and now you have a bunch of screaming little college kids who got their way all the time and didn't have to fight for anything, and now they just look like a bunch of fucking whiny little bitches. So for me, like, the reason why I say the bully is necessary is that it's the balance in society. Me and a friend was talking about this a couple weeks ago before I ended up getting deathly ill. As we were talking about the bully mentality, why is it there? So I've been listening to it, but I am going to read it when I get a chance. I've been listening to Jordan Peterson's book just because I like audibles, just like I like podcasts. I just like to hear somebody speak when either I'm walking somewhere or if I'm doing cardio. Or even when I was driving in the car. I just prefer something like that to listen to. And when I was, you know, he explains life in there, in the rules. I think I'm on rule 6 or 7, one of the two. And so he was explaining the whole mentality of making excuses for yourself and yada, yada, yada. And during this lines, he was talking about the whole, life is difficult and you receive more success from, fighting through your failures and fighting through and achieving your goals. And, you know, I thought about this for a while, and it's even before, Jordan Peterson's book, because me and my buddy, we were talking about the book, and we got onto the subject on it. And when we got onto the subject, that's when I brought up the whole bully mentality. And I've been thinking about it for a while, why I believe that the bullies are necessary in life. It's because they're that, at a young age, they are the fork in the road that is either to fight or keep getting beat up and bullied for no reason. To me, the bully is the separation of whether you become a person, you become your own person, you understand the fight and you understand the struggle and you fight through it, or you accept the beaten and you don't overachieve. And I think, because for the longest time, they always, every book, movie that you've ever watched when you were a kid, or every book that you probably read, there was always that kid that got bullied, and then finally at the end of the story, he ends up standing up for himself and overcoming the bully. I think that's what we are pushing away from. I think kids are being more leaning towards soft. So the bully mentality is kind of either it's getting worse or is just pretty much dying out because they're all weak. I think right now, way society is going, everybody is so sensitive and over rationalized. I don't even think anybody rationalizes anything anymore. I just got done with the Covenant case. If you go on social media, you can look at all the platforms, and there's a whole bunch of women coming out saying that they were raped and they were rape victims. And it's just okay, cool. But you're thinking about your emotions and you're not thinking about the actual case. Now, from this aspect, I've never been raped, so I don't fucking know how they would think. The same thing is women that wants to throw that in my face, or somebody else that wants to throw it in my face. You never been to war. So I don't try to throw that into people's face, and I don't want people to assume that I'm going to throw it in your face because you were raped. That's not the way society works, and that's not the way it should work. You stating that you've been raped and have an issue and I don't understand makes me fucking completely incompetent of understanding anything. Just shows that you're ignorant. It's just... it's hard to let me get my thoughts. So it's kind of hard to actually state that there's some kind of issue that's going on in society with allowing people to become this weak and not have an issue. So going back to the bullying topic, because I kind of lost my thoughts and kind of forgot what I was talking about. So so the bullying situation that she was talking about is she was saying that the cyberbullying is pretty huge. And I was like, well, first, you know, it's Chelsea Clinton. So the first thing came to my mind was, no shit, dumbass. Cyberbullying is pretty huge because society is pretty much based off of technology now. And so she goes on a little bit further, and I started listening, or not listening, excuse me, started reading the article, and I was like, well, it is what it is, I guess. She's trying to stop bullying, and she started fighting back, which good, she finally fought back. But you can't fight back to all the trolls, because once the trolls know now, especially with them knowing this article, they're going to attack her more, and then she's just not going to be able to say anything. So, I mean, it is what it is, but overall, I thought it was a pretty solid article, even though it's from Associated Press, which was weird that I thought it was a pretty solid article. But, I mean, it was all right. I wouldn't say it was the greatest thing. So the next subject that I wanted to talk about, and this just happened yesterday, I believe, yesterday or sometime, is the Secretary of the State, Pompeo, or I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Probably terrible. Somebody please tell me how to pronounce his last name. He came out and stated with this whole Iran situation where we put more sanctions on them, that we are pulling out of the, excuse me, Iran Treaty Act of 1955. And that was just like, well, okay, what is this treaty and what does it mean for us? So I looked into the treaty. And I started reading from the nationalinterest.org, and I started reading, the title of the article is What is the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran? And so it was written by Farshad Khashoggi. I'm terrible at fucking names and I keep saying it, but anyways, it's written by him, and he was talking about what does the Iran deal mean, and what does it mean after. So the treaty was pretty much thought up in 1953, when President Eisenhower was in office, and it was thought of to create a deal with Iran to pretty much it was to stop the. When I'm looking at it, make sure that I'm giving you guys the right facts about it. It was pretty much to start I guess they had a coup. Yes, the 1953 coup. The coup was orchestrated by the British government and American Central Intelligence. It was to put the Shah back into power, collapse the naturalized government under Mohammad Mashandig. That has naturalized the Iranian oil industry. Well, the deal wasn't created then, but that was the situation that was going on. But the deal was thought of in 1953, and then 1955, we actually went there and signed the treaty with them, stating that we would create agreement. Now, the thing is about that treaty, is that we have actually had a lot of these treaties dating back to when our country started. These treaties are pretty much just put in place that you're just trying to build peace with other countries, and it's just kind of one of these weird frenemy kind of things where you just like, you become friends with each other, but you become friends with each other over legal documents pretty much. And so Iran and us created this deal that we were going to be friends with each other, but it was kind of one of those law-abiding kind of things where, like, if you do something, we're going to take you to court. And so over the years, up to 1979, when the whole hostage situation taking up, the Iran didn't say anything about us doing military actions because we were trying to get the hostage back. Finally, I think in 1980, I believe that's what the article stated too, 1980, we went to the International Court of Justice, and when we went there, we brought up the case about it, and I guess we brought up one of the articles that's inside of the treaty, and they agreed to it. Iran got pissed off at us, and then back in 1983, we attacked them, and when we attacked them, they brought it up, and it's been a back-and-forth case between each other, and when both sides are trying to, I guess, hold this treaty accountable, you know, they're trying to agree on terms to try to keep the peace, which is understandable. You know, you want to try to have peace with most countries, especially when they have the backing with Russia, and you don't want to cause another war. So yesterday, Secretary Pompeo, he pulled out of the treaty, which it states in the treaty that you have to give the other party the up to a year to, so you have to pretty much give them a year notice that you're pulling out. And so when we gave them that notice that we're, I guess, are we, well, they haven't really said much because all they said was he pulled out. And I tried to watch some news videos, try to read some other articles, and they didn't really say much. But I wonder if we're pulling out like immediately, or are we going to pull out and give them that year notice and give them that agreement? Because I know with the UN saying that we need to lift our sanctions and yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, it's about the US, not about what the world wants. So we'll see where this goes later down in the line. This could go to being really bad or really good for us. I know that with the pulling out, would cause another, pretty much it would cause the people to have an uprising again, if they didn't really know what the treaty was about. The treaty is just pretty much simply stating that we're going to be friends, but we really don't have to like each other, but we're going to hold each other accountable if something happens, so we're going to pretty much take you to court. And most of the times, I settle outside of court money-wise and whatnot. I thought the article was written pretty decent. I guess the guy is a foreign affairs law analyst or something. And so, he kind of understands what's going on. And the way he explained it was overall pretty solid. Since we're pulling out with Iran, I'm pretty sure the next step will probably be pulling out with all these other countries. We also pulled out with one of the treaties that we had with Palestine when we moved to Jerusalem for the U.S. Embassy. There's a lot of other stuff that we're doing that's probably going to upset the world. It is what it is. Trump's president, probably going to be president for another 4 years. And I don't really see the left actually having any kind of candidates, because they stated that they were going to have John Kerry, Joe Biden, and I guess Hillary Clinton's running again. So, me personally, I don't think those guys are really top candidates to run against Trump. Joe Biden's a creepy guy that touches kids, which is weird, but you can pull it up on YouTube. And John Kerry made a bunch of illegal deals for the U.S., especially the Iran deal. And, well, Hillary lost the last election, so I don't think she's going to really go far. I don't think they want another loser. No offense, but I don't really care. I don't think with her running that it's really going to matter, because they don't really have anybody. And I'm pretty sure when they go up against Trump, all he has to do is just bring up that Joe Biden's a creepy bastard that likes to touch kids. I mean, like I said, you can look at all the videos of him trying to kiss kids and rub all over them. It's just fucking weird. But nobody's brought that to light. So I just think that it's just a weird time right now. Overall, the Kavanaugh case, we'll find out the results before October. I guess it's going to motivate women for the whole Me Too moment, which whatever. It's not that I don't believe in that moment. I just don't think you can have false accusations against a person, because there's actually countless cases of women lying, stating that the dude raped her, and then came out a few years later stating that he never touched her or did anything else, and they got killed. Especially the what was the famous case? The one back in the early, like, 1950s. I think it was like Emmett Stahl or something of that nature, where the kid was, the lady came out later in life and said, after he was pretty much murdered, that she lied about it and stated that nothing ever happened, or nothing in the nature. So there's countless cases on that one. I mean, it's just, you know, there's no such, I guess, like, overall in the situation is that you're innocent until proven guilty. But it seems like with the media, since the media is pretty much 90% left wing, it's you're guilty until proven guilty. So I don't know. I don't think the man's getting a fair shot. And I know he's not really on trial for this, but he is in, like, somebody stated that he was in a job interview. Like, yes, this is a job interview, but when does a job interview become an interrogation? That's pretty much what it became to, because people are upset that he got angry. Well, I guess when you're calling me a fucking pervert for, I don't know, countless fucking times and not letting me fucking speak, or coming up with some false accusations from women that just I never fucking knew, and they stated that they were fucking at the party when they wasn't, or they was, but they don't remember what the hell happened, or the woman that stated that she was in at 10 parties before the 10th party before she got fucking gang raped. And it's just like, why would you, if you knew that women were doing it in the 9 other parties, why would you fucking go, and why would you keep going? And also, when you're a sophomore in college, why are you hanging out with a bunch of high school kids? It makes no fucking sense. I don't understand it. Like I said, I was trying to avoid this case the whole fucking time. I didn't really want to speak on it. I just wanted to do something else. But since I might as well talk about the topic and get it out of the way for the week, I would like to state that I really don't give a fuck what happens. I hope the man does get selected, and I'm pretty sure that fucking he's going to make the entire left pay for this. So it is what it is. I would like to end on closing by stating, like I normally state, suicide awareness, the veterans number, let's get the suicide numbers down. Let's try to help each other out, and let's just try to call somebody or have somebody call you, or if you're the person that's dealing with something, get a hold of somebody so that you can actually have somebody to talk to, talking out your actions. It's a lot easier. It will solve the problem easier than it would be to permanently solve the problem. I know that there's a lot of people going through a lot of stress and issues, that is making them think the way that they think, but just understand that it is one day, and just take a day at a time. There's no need to take a permanent solution to a problem that can be fixed in a week. Overall, I just wanted to wish everybody a good rest of the week. I was debating on talking a little bit about football, since you know, there's been, I guess, a rise in numbers, but this week was pretty much taken up on the decision from the Secretary of State and Kavanaugh's speech and Clinton's trolling rampage that she's going to go on, because it's the you know, classic when the hero becomes the enemy, I guess, and her mindset, because now she's going to start trolling people, which is what it is. But I wish everybody a good week, and I hope everybody has a good weekend. Thank you, and I'll see you guys next week.